Good morning, friends. We begin again on this Wednesday, April the 8th, as we prepare to head towards Easter. Now, there are many restrictions beginning to come into even our use of the church, which will be changing as we speak. But all these restrictions, well, whatever we're facing, give us an opportunity to be alone or to be still with the Lord. So, as it were, to find a diamond in the rough, or for God to produce something beautiful while we're not able to do some other things. So may you find time to sit still. How about we do that now and pause for 20 seconds or 2 minutes. We pick up the story in Exodus chapter 15 as the children of Israel are on the other side of the Red Sea. And now they look ahead. The fear of the army of Pharaoh has been removed, and great fear or great jubilation enters the camp. And Exodus 15 is the song of Moses and Miriam. So at the end of this, I'm going to attempt to sing a small song that I knew as a child, the Horse and Riders into the Sea. But let's read the extent of the song, one of the first recorded in the scriptures. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. For I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both the horse and rider has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. Deep waters have covered them, and they sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, your majestic power, your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatest of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them, I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. You stretch out your hand, then the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will gasp the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be still as a stone until your people pass by. Lord, until the people you brought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. Well, all I want to do is be in stillness at the end of that. May we listen and read that over and over again. Friends, I think I'm going to leave it there. There's a lot to listen and to read in those texts over and over again. The nation saw something significant at this event in that time. So perhaps what I feel the Lord's saying to us, may the nations around us or the people who observe witness our faithfulness, our trust, our praise each day of what the Lord is doing in our lives. And he may or will do something miraculous and profound. May we praise him in every circumstances that we face. God bless, friends.